Hey, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's going on? We are the Amer Me Chunky. And first, I guess we want to start off with our intros. Of course, I'm Salty Live 215. And then over here, this young man.
I am Demon Engine, and my camera's fucked. Hi, people.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Queenique, hashtag Queenique, shop Serpentine Fire, that's hashtag shop Serpentine Fire, Serpentine Fire 215 on IG. What's going on, folks?
Today we're going to be discussing, because you know, it's May the 4th, so.
May the 4th be with you.
Of course.
Sith vibes only.
Shut your ass up. But we're going to be talking about Star Wars today. But first, want to go over a few things with the Geek Report. Now, yesterday, Marvel Studios put out a sizzle reel, which showed a few glimpses of their upcoming projects. A big one, The Eternals, Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, more clips of Black Widow, and the
Black
official
Wakanda Forever.
I was getting to that. Black Panther Wakanda Forever and the Marvels, as well as Quantumania and the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Now, one of the weirdest things that kind of put me out of it, the July 8th release for Wakanda Forever. Because from what I understand, principal cinematography hasn't even started on that. And I'm just like, okay, I respect that Marvel tries to stick to their dates, but I just don't want a weird third act where the CGI is all weird all over again, like with the first Black Panther.
What do you mean?
The third act with Killmonger versus T'Challa, the effects were not looking that great. And that's literally because they had to work on it up to their cutoff date. Because Marvel sticks to a particular schedule, and a lot of visual effects shots end up not coming out as good as they wanted to.
Yeah, we can definitely attest to that. Have you seen Mortal Kombat?
Yo, can I throw something out there real quick?
But quick side note. Did it seem stretched to anyone else?
What?
If you watched the movie Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Very vertically stretched. And I was like why?
it felt like have either of you read The Odyssey?
Yeah,
Homer's Odyssey. That's what it felt like. It's like, bitch, you've been on this fight for like fucking Dragon Ball Z.
But the only
three episodes to get to finish a fight.
Only problem is the fights in Homer's Odyssey were actually good.
Facts.
True.
Facts.
Very true.
Facts. All right, let's Very not true. Get too side note.
But here, so we'll save that. We'll put that back in the pocket.
For all my gamers who love Sims, I'd like to throw out there that EA's director has been talking The Sims 5. So, you know, just be on the lookout for that. Continue.
No, that's great. I'd say The Sims might be the one consistent thing EA has been good at.
But then they stay in their lane, though.
The facts. There's fucking facts, because fuck EA.
Because it's just like, and I honestly feel it's just because the team who works on the Sims games just exist in their own little bubble or office outside of everyone else. I feel because that's what it looks like when I look at the Sims. I'm like, it doesn't smell that stench of EA. So,
they say
good
that
for them.
It'll feature multiplayer. So I'm interested. No, it would be interesting to be able to play your Sims like with like other people who have their own Sims, especially with custom content. Like, oh my goodness. Like you could
I just
literally recreate
remember
the Battle of the Bastards.
there
That's what I
was
want.
a Sims where there was multiplayer, and it
Yeah.
was just about being in a room and being in a competition with someone else on hitting on people.
I mean, it wasn't just that. You had other things too, but
I don't, I faintly remember it. I just remember it was, I felt hella awkward. I was like, this is the weirdest multiplayer I've ever. Black Widow is still scheduled to come out in July. They didn't, they're not calling Miss Marvel, they're not calling Captain Marvel Captain Marvel 2. They're calling it the Marvels because we already have Captain Marvel, and we already recognize if you've seen WandaVision, which I know Nico hasn't, so I'm going to stop right there. And we also know
I
that
do it,
Miss Marvel,
guys.
and we also know that Miss Marvel Kamala Khan is going to be coming out on Disney Plus.
Can you stop mentioning that show? Fucking WandaVision scares me, okay? Wanda herself is terrifying.
Good.
Is she like kind of like the Khaleesi type thing?
No.
Like, super villain in the making? No?
No. Mind you, Wanda started off as a villain. You just never saw her as evil. Big difference.
Wait. You said Wanda started off as a villain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
The
Age of
Scarlet Witch.
Ultron, and Age of Ultron, her and her brother were literally with Ultron.
Gonna have to watch it all of that again.
Until they realized that Ultron was about killing everybody.
In the comics, she used to be a very obscure character, and then basically everything with House of M happened, and she became super powerful and super terrifying, and she's quickly becoming super powerful and super terrifying in the MCU.
Of course, Thor got a Love of Thunder is filming now.
Yes.
Spider-Man No Way Home is filming. It should be wrapping up, actually. Should be wrapping up soon.
I
Not
should
hold
be
you though.
watching those.
I am a little sad that there won't be another Iron Man film. I'm a little sad.
There will be another Iron Man. It's just not going to be Robert Downey Jr.
Like, no, it's more than likely they'll probably name it Iron Heart, which is the next Iron Man.
Yes. Yeah,
So
they are.
yeah, but
Yeah,
it's
they
not
already.
Iron Man. But it's not Iron Man. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
It's Tony Stark. All right. Damn.
Look, he's gonna be back in some way, shape, or form to keep people happy. So,
Maybe. That's
and
if they throw enough money at him.
he was the one that kickstarted it all.
He was.
Yep,
Because
and
I didn't want him. Because
terrible.
Cap didn't do it.
No, he was.
Cap couldn't do it. We started with the most in like ergo mang what's the word I'm looking for?
Obscure.
Ego. Okay, sure, obscure. We're looking for the most obscure of all of the Marvel Avengers to
Yeah, because
be that.
back in 2006 when they were first in production, Iron Man was not a top tier character. He was cool, he was all right, but wasn't no one thinking about putting him in a movie.
You know what's crazy? There was a guy who used to tell me all the time, because my last name is actually Starks, governmentally speaking. And he kept saying, "I want an Iron Man suit." And I never knew what the fuck he was talking about all throughout high school. Mind you, ninth grade was 2008. That was the year the fucking movie came out. And I didn't fucking find out and realize what the fuck he was talking about until I got to college. And I was at Drexel. And this is 2012 at this point. And I was like, wow, I suck. Like, it was terrible.
I think I annoyed the shit out of everybody else because that's when I started taking shit apart and barely putting it back together because the Iron Man movies.
Another piece of news while we're still on this little Marvel wave. The Mortal Kombat devs at NetherRealm Studios, their next project will be a Marvel fighting game. That's kind of got me excited because I'm just like,
Didn't them same guys make fucking?
They made Injustice.
So they just snatching up all the.
I mean, let's be honest.
When they said, "Fuck it, Mortal Kombat ain't gonna be our only game anymore."
I mean, when it came to like some of the best fighting games within the last 5 years, the last Marvel versus Capcom game is not one of them.
It's bad.
Damn. Yeah, but
it captured nothing of MVC2.
Injustice is in there. Injustice 2 is in there. Mortal Kombat X, Mortal Kombat 11. I mean, why not? These guys have proven that they can do it. So.
Look, let's get
Marvel characters doing cool shit in fighting games again.
That's not my expertise, but I will check that out when it does come out. I've been playing Smash, and so
yes,
in Guilty Gear. I hate these things, but like
you hate that you get folded.
I get folded, fam. I had a few matches where I surprised everybody. But no, it's hourly meetings.
Last bit of news before we roll into it. I guess we'll take a break afterwards. Yeah. If you are a fan of Amazon Prime's Invincible, they have announced that they have season 2 and season 3 have been confirmed.
Yes.
This is already like, all right, so y'all.
Yes.
I haven't finished the series yet, like the first season yet, but like I was just in the first two and well.
I see why that video of ours got so much views. I think like over like 2 million people seen it.
Yeah. Yo, that folding, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna spoil it, but the last episode, I've watched plenty of ass whoopings, but I've never wanted to not watch an ass whooping.
Can I say a line? It's not from the show, but its relevance is just too good.
Go ahead.
It comes a time in every father's life when he must teach his child a lesson. That's what that is.
Oh my god. I can just guess just from that.
Oh, yeah, god. But the funny thing is, even after, you know what? No, I can't do it. Don't want to that spoiler territory. But if you haven't finished watching this first season of Invincible, please watch it now. It is available on Amazon Prime. That has been the Geek Report, and we'll be right back to talk about a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, a pretty average director had a dream. A dream about something called Star Wars. A dream so absurd that even Fox, the production and distributor of the movie, was like, yo, think this shit is gonna bomb. Yeah, it might suck. What do we do? Just let him finish the movie. He came to us about toy rights. Toy rights? Shit's gonna bomb. Tell him he can have all of it, 100% of it. Mistakes were made.
Wait, what?
little known fact. Before the first movie came out, George Lucas was questioning about toy rights to do licensed Star Wars toys. Fox had no confidence in the movie whatsoever. He has 100% of the he had 100% of the rights.
Fuck, is he retarded?
Wow, right, Nate?
Say it again.
Fox had such a lack of faith in George Lucas's movie back then that they let him keep 100% of the rights for toys and whatever.
Oh, wow. Wait. Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Whoever was on that team, on that business team, probably got fired.
Well, no. Well, that was the thing. They were already over budget, and they were already like another 60 days past their normal production time. Normally, that all spells out to a movie that's going to bomb. So, I'm not upset at them, but I also wouldn't have gave them 100%.
Yeah, like, no. I would have kept at least like a small percentage or something.
Like, listen, bro, we'll take 30. You can have that 70 just in case if this shit doesn't completely be a dumpster fire. But yeah, Star Wars has been a cultural juggernaut, and that's a good thing, and that's a really bad thing.
Explain.
Well, when it comes to setting bars for things, Star Wars was like at one point setting the bar for science fiction. And in that being said, when it came to setting the bar for science fiction, there was not too many people thought of in predominant roles, even though back then it literally just wasn't intentional. Like, let's be honest, Billy Dee Williams was like the first black guy we saw in science fiction that didn't get killed.
True.
And damn. Yeah. And all the stormtrooper, all the guys who played stormtroopers back then were black actors. But people don't know that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a lot of color in the scenes, just couldn't see it because it was covered in white. Oh man, that sounds messed up.
Exactly. Precisely.
For George Lucas, I don't believe it was intentional, but the way people interpreted it made it so. So when the Force Awakens trailer first came out and you saw John Boyega in a stormtrooper suit, everybody was like, the stormtroopers can't be black. I was like, wait, what?
Know your history, hoes.
I was like, on top of that, the guy who plays Boba Fett, he's some sort of New Zealander, a Samoan, so there's color in there. I'm like, the dude is very, very dark skinned. I'm like,
they're fucking. Well, on top of that, in a universe like that, why would you root for a stormtrooper? Because majority of the time, unless you're reading like the books and whatnot, or watching some of the animations, fucking. You don't see the stormtroopers accomplish anything mainly in the main movies. Motherfuckers with magic wands and space magic come up and didn't like not just completely useless here. The scope don't even work.
Yeah, like Star Wars set a bar that it kind of set back. It set back science fiction for people of color as well as women for quite a bit, because don't get like things are cool now, but things kind of went out the window in Return to the Jedi when for some reason Princess Leia was walking around in like a metallic thong bikini. I mean, I get it, it's the 80s, cocaine is great, but come on.
I still was very confused as to why they made her kiss her brother. Like, that was weird for me.
I don't think they originally intended for them to be brother and sister. So when that changed, it just
made because Shorty definitely was kind of weird, bro. Before then. So it's like,
That's not even a what are you doing step bro moment.
Oh, good
Huck.
Lord.
Huck. Almost made me so sick.
Such a weird genre. Anyway. Oh, that's funny.
Ain't shit.
Yeah, but then you had but then you had the ultimate, I guess it would be the Crips to the Bloods. Then you had Star Trek, which was even for the original run, definitely more diverse.
That's fair.
It was like shoot, first interracial kiss on television. Woo!
Oh, white
Everybody
people.
was hot and heavy.
White people's mad.
Barry.
Those are the only people that really get angry about shit like that.
It's funny because the actress who played Lieutenant Uhura originally wanted to quit that show, but then she ended up having a conversation with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and convinced her to stay. Put that bee in your bonnet. But back to these space wizards. Just sounds so bad just calling them space wizards.
I mean, but is it an
It's not
accurate
inaccurate,
description?
but you
Right. I'm like, isn't that an accurate description though for them?
know. But another one of the biggest problems, well, one, no, I wouldn't call it a problem per se, just something I've noticed that they, when it comes to the use of the clone troopers, just across all the mediums, it kind of shows a lot of issues with armed forces in general.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about the soldiers, ever. Not really.
Yeah. And it
So you use them as pawns and that's it. Disposable.
also feel like it's one of those weird secret goals of governments. Like, yeah, if we could just get those guys like we had those Star Wars movies, just a bunch of clones, they all kind of look the same.
Corey, did you forget that Tweedledee did created Space Force?
Yeah, but let's be
So
honest, it's
that's an IRL thing because they
yeah.
both are in the industrial complex.
Yeah, but I have no confidence in that.
Listen, I don't have any real confidence, but
I'm pretty sure Agent Orange looked at Halo and was like, I want to do that, but I'm gonna call it something cool, Space Force. Generals just looking at each other like, oh God. It's like we need a space force for what? Defend us from space. What's in space? Space.
we need to colonize space.
So yeah, okay.
They
Okay,
look like they
buddy.
could use some freedom and some
But
liberty.
like as a matter of fact, today on Disney Plus, they just released a I'm not sure if it's just an animated movie or it's a new series. It's called The Bad Batch. The Bad Batch.
Yeah, I was started watching it. From what I can see, I am definitely enjoying it.
Now, as I was saying earlier, during the Clone Wars, of course, they were using a large clone army. And in those ranks, a lot of the clones look the same. They have little things that separate them from everyone else. But there was a group of five experimental clones who all are defective in some sort of way, but together they make a great unit. And they're called the Bad Batch. And apparently, in this animation that just came out today, it takes place moments moments after the execute order 66, which is supposed to be the execution of all Jedi. Which I'm not going to lie, no matter every time they show in any aspect, it just seems really messed up. Because it's like, yeah, we're all rolling into battle, and next you know you turn, hey, why are you guys shooting at me? Oh, God! But it just looks like the Bad Batch, they got the orders, but they don't have the programming that all the other soldiers have. Because every other soldier that heard the programming, they just automatically follow the orders. Bad Batch is like, wait, this where are we just right. working? They were like, wait, we're supposed to kill the people we've been helping for the last 10 years? How does that work?
Anytime I think of Order 66, my mind goes to immediately somewhere in a galaxy far, far away. There's a small child asking these words, Master Skywalker, what are we going to do?
Oh my God, you ain't shit. Anakin Skywalker said, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Now, did that happen before or after he went to the dark side?
What? Anakin killing younglings?
No, the Order 66.
Order 66 was put out minutes after Anakin turned to the dark side.
Oh, yeah.
Like, minute.
That motherfucker was a catalyst.
Like, Anakin Skywalker cut off Mace Windu's hand. Mace Windu got electrocuted out of a window. Palpatine gave him a new name of Darth Vader and then execute Order 66. This was a 5-minute window.
So my question is this, though. Did she do execute? Like, Who did the order? Was it Palpatine?
Palpatine. He's the only one who knew what the order was.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
it's like the moment he switched. All right, we got him. Light them motherfuckers up.
Like, I'll put it to you like this, Nico. It's kind of like after you say all those words for the Winter Soldier, and all of a sudden he just obeys orders. As soon as they say Executive Order 66, it was just like, yes, sir. It's not even like they would be like, hey Jedi, nothing personal. Hey, what do you mean?
It's just like Order 6. All right, bet. Pulled it out, walked up to the Jedi casual, bow. Executions out here.
But yeah, but it looks like the Bad Batch. Don't take orders like that. They definitely walk to the beat of their own drum, and I kind of look forward to it. I'm going to suggest checking that out, especially if you were a fan of the Clone Wars animated series.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I guess it's pretty unanimous. Everyone loves The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, never heard anything bad about that show at all.
Yeah, it's like you had Baby Yoda. I mean, Grogu. I'm just gonna call him Baby Yoda. Fuck it.
What was his name?
Grogu.
No wonder why he changed it to Yoda.
What? No,
no, we didn't know his name until near the end.
No, that is not Yoda. People just call him Baby Yoda because he's from that same race of people.
Okay, so that's actually not Yoda, though.
No. Mm-hmm. The Mandalorian takes place between episode 3 and episode 4 of the series. So, if Yoda is
like Yoda's child or something.
It's one of Yoda's people.
One of his cousins.
Probably. And, oh yeah, Engine did not, wasn't I working on a theory and then MatPat just like cut my legs from under me?
I mean, yeah, as usual.
Fuck you. But anyway.
Love you too, buddy.
But no, I had recently, I used to, I was theorizing on Baby Yoda's people and what's their deal, because Yoda died, like Yoda died at like 900 something years old, and Baby Yoda is like 50. He's not really, like, he's actually not a baby. He's just,
A young old ass man, got you.
yeah, like he's a baby in his people, but in our years, and they go old. And the reason there's not a lot of them is because of their life cycle, and they need niggas to protect them until they're able to protect themselves. It's like, dog, if you're like in your 50s now, that means we got to, like, you got to be around for what, 200 years before you're able to do stuff on your own?
Yeah, no,
Couple
we kick them out around 18 about here.
bullshit.
Who's 50 and still an infant? Shit.
You better go get a job. That's so fucked up.
Would you get child support for him though?
You better. That's child support that's spanning generations, fam.
I
Like,
guarantee you brothers
if you
learn how
agreed
to
to
wrap it
take
up.
care of a member of Baby Yoda's race, you are invested into this, and you should get large monthly checks for the next several hundred years. At least
Clapping it,
2,200.
clapping cheeks I did, but baby, not Yoda's. Yoda ain't shit. Baby, it's not mine. It has your ears, it does. Bitches
Lie, bitches do.
lie. Meanwhile, Anakin, you are the father. I don't care anymore. Fuck you, kids. I like the Mandalorian. It literally, I think the Mandalorian also were was also just such a big success because most of the movies over the last 5 years were such a letdown. Like,
Yeah.
because like,
I'm
think
not
about
gonna
it.
fucking lie on that one.
We went to go see The Last Jedi, and outside of two really cool moments, that movie was weird as shit.
Yeah. Didn't we talk shit the whole time?
No, that was X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
You're right.
Oh, that shit was such a fucking catastrophe.
Really
But
was. But going back to The Last Jedi, yeah, that one, I was like, wait a minute. This nigga got how much money to say nothing and just look like you niggas got B-roll of this bitch on a mountain.
no,
Get
wait,
a
that
post.
was the four no, that was the Force Awakens, which to me was still that whole movie was a large middle finger, because it was like, yo, we're gonna give you everything you remember from the first movie. Everything. But this time, we're adding a black guy. Was just like,
I think they right.
why?
They were trying to right their wrongs.
And what the craziest thing was, the more you saw of Kylo Ren, the more you started to hate him. Because he went from being a cool badass to that emo kid that you're just like, oh God.
Dick. You need your ass whooped. That's what that is. That was an emo kid that never got his ass beat.
I'm just like, he started off so badass, but then you see him have a temper tantrum. You're just like, oh God.
I don't like this at all.
And I like, and this funny thing is, I like Adam Driver as an actor. I'm just like, the this storyline for this character is really weird, and the further the movies went, it just got weirder. Like him and what was what was the hero's character? What was the female hero's name? Daisy, no, her real name is
Ray.
Ray. Yeah, I was about to say her real, I think her real name, Daisy Ripley. But her and Ray were having like the for like force video calls. And I'm just like, okay. I was like, so y'all can, I was like, so we just making up force powers as we go along now, huh? I'm just like,
I mean, yeah, I guess.
and I don't, I'm not sure if Luke Skywalker was trying to be Rafiki in The Last Jedi.
Well, here's the thing though, that you maybe with the, advances of technology and like the force, maybe they just was like, if you could choke niggas without having to touch him and shit, and these motherfuckers really be choking, then why can't you just call each other and shit? Like, it's the gal you're in a galaxy and all that, fancy shit.
Yeah, but it's like no one, these force abilities are just happening. No one, like, it doesn't seem like it's been studied or anything. It just happens, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, it's like they just kind of figure it out as they go. They pulling shit out their ass. Why not?
It just, it's
I don't
too ex
agree, but
machina. It's too ex machina for me.
fair.
Yeah, because, and then it was like they built up Engine. Who the hell did they build up just for that nigga to get cut in half? Engine.
And then,
God damn it.
focus.
Who
Okay.
was it? Who was it they who was it that they cut in half in The Last Jedi?
Oh, Snoke.
Snoke, that nigga.
The fucking. Oh, that's why I wasn't paying attention. Ah, oh, now I have the image of him in my fucking mind. Oh.
They built him up to be a badass just to cut him to fucking half. I'm just like, what
Literally,
the?
like physically cut him in half.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
And he was getting his jollies off to it too in the fight. He was like, he didn't even notice shit. He was like, yes, I see him turning the blade. Yes, do it. Motherfuck.
Like he thought Kylo Ren was gonna use the Force to grab the lightsaber and kill Rey, but he instead he used it to cut him in half, and I was like, huh.
Yep.
I was like, and he's dead. I was like, that's something.
Unfortunate. That's
And
unfortunate.
then
I
you
wonder what
had
his last thoughts were. Oh, you must have been cussing him the fuck out of here.
like when I become a ghost, I'm gonna choke the shit out of you. Then you had Captain Phasma, which the book, like the books they wrote in conjunction with the movie series did better for this character, because on film it was just like, you look badass, but you just keep getting you get you just keep catching L's.
Mean,
I'm like, you're supposed to be the captain of all the guards. Why did you just get beat by Finn?
cause he can't fight, cause he can't fight.
Well, no, Cap, no, she can fight. And I was just like, how are you? I was like, how are you getting beat by the nigga? but a nigga that for a lot of these films was a coward.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be one of the biggest crimes. They turned Finn from a hero, a potential hero in the first one, to just comic relief in the second and third one.
You know why? Because he probably was like, a lot of people were really excited to see his character. That's at least what I saw when I went to the theaters. Like, a lot of people were like, wow, we got a black stormtrooper, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? That's, you already know. When Hollywood
I think that was J.J. Abrams pandering to the white majority audience.
Yeah, and that's really what it was. Because, well, look at the second and third films.
Not only that, but John Boyega afterwards discussed his extreme distaste for what happened in those movies.
Exactly. And he don't give a damn.
And shoot, the Donald Glover's sketch he did when he was on Saturday Night Live was made everything way more funnier. It was like, yeah, the Black Star Wars convention. It was like, oh, it's only four of us here. Yep, that's a new record. Yeah. It was like, it's like, yeah, somehow, in a franchise that's supposed to have hundreds of planets, thousands of aliens, a good number of them we've seen on screen. We've only seen, I'm sorry, including Carl Weathers now, there are six black people in the Star Wars universe.
You're including Samuel L. Jackson in that, right?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Yep.
Sounds good. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's six. Ridiculous. And that is ridiculous.
And I could, at least from what I've seen with the Mandalorian, at least every single character has been well written.
Hey Corey, I got a question for you.
Hopefully, I got an answer.
If we were to do like a version, like a melanated version of Star Wars, if you will, right? What would we call it? Because you obviously can't say Black Star Wars, because that's just not really, you know. You could use that in the description, but like the title of the show, what would that be?
Question: Are we playing it serious?
Yeah, like seriously. Okay.
Because I was like, if for a slight laugh, I got a few things, but
nah, I'm dead ass.
I don't know. Nah, that's still funny. I was gonna say Melanin Wars, but that's still funny. I don't know, but that's something I would like. It would have to be really good. I don't know.
Well, we can.
I would probably call it the battle of the sun, the Horus saga, the Anubis Wars. I don't know. I would probably
Battle of Soul. Since that is actually the name of our son.
Hey, he's got something there. I like that. That could be played. We'll have to workshop it. I like it though.
Yeah, I'd like to work on something for that. You and I will talk offline and we'll come up with a plan for that.
Today I'm definitely going to be listening to my two favorite Star Wars tracks though. Duel of the Fates and of course the Imperial March. And Of course, both are orchestrated by the great John Williams, who musically he was just that bowl. It's like if you needed an orchestra to play a dramatic entrance for you, I'd probably want him at the head of it, getting that shit together.
Cause you gonna make it special, ain't he?
Why was my immediate reaction to start playing fucking Storm? playing the theme.
And think about this: when episode one came out, the song "Duel of the Fates" was so popular it actually got to number three on. What is that? Someone's audio is
Oh, it's probably mine. Hold on.
Oh, I was like, it sounded like you were in a helicopter.
How about now?
Sounds great.
Okay, yeah,
when episode one came out, Duel of the Fates actually got number two or number three on MTV's Video Music Awards. The Total Request Live, TRL.
Oh.
Yeah, because it sounded so badass. Plus, you had Darth Maul with a double wielding lightsaber. It was just
very the marketing, right?
The marketing. Plus, it was the orchestra, and you had this choir there doing the ha 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 ha. It was suspenseful.
There's layers.
Yeah.
Layers and all kinds of beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, just when it comes to music in today's films, I guess the bar is where Hans Zimmer is. Because John Williams was that generation. This generation, we have Hans Zimmer. Because in a few of his orchestral pieces that I've heard in Inception and Justice League, I feel like these guys probably went to the same school of music. That would be interesting, but I don't know, because they are years apart in age. I want to say at least maybe 15 to 20 years tops.
It's not to say they didn't like continue their education though.
You know what I'm saying? But it's one of those things where when one of them was in school, I guess one of them came back to maybe teach. I don't know.
Possibly.
that would be interesting though.
I loved everything of his when in Kung Fu Panda.
Hans Zimmer did Kung Fu Panda?
Yep, Kung Fu Panda 3.
Oh, third one. Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't know
that. And Kung Fu Panda 2. Oh, and Kung Fu Panda 1 on top of Batman and Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, I mean, my whole thing is if you're gonna have Hans Zimmer in for the first one, you got to be consistent and bring him back.
You got to, because that
quality dip, you do not want that shit to be noticeable. That's just like the difference between a 90s Disney animation movie coming out in theaters and a 90s Disney animation coming on VHS.
Yep.
You can't tell me that Aladdin and Aladdin 2 look exactly the same, because it don't.
There'd be some price drops in them straight to DVD. DVDs. Maybe under the radar, too.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, though. When I was a kid, though, I thought being a Jedi would be cool as shit. Now that I'm an adult, I'm like, yo, I would not want to be a fucking Jedi.
Why? Because you're not allowed to get angry. You're not allowed to clap cheeks.
Bro, how dare you tell me not to be angry and nah, I can't clap cheeks. Nah, dark side all day, fam. Fuck.
You're allowed, apparently, there's a little gray area. You're allowed to clap cheeks, but apparently you're not allowed to love anyone. So I'm
What?
just like,
Nah. You playing a dangerous game
So I'm
here.
about to just be out. I'm
Yeah.
supposed to be control of can be control of my emotions, and I can clap cheeks as long as I don't fall in love. Out here just hoeing. Jedis are
That
fuck
way I
boys.
believe
Jedis are fuck boys. All the emotional Jedis are emotionally repressed fuck boys.
Good Lord.
And I do not disagree with him.
My whole thing is, I'm like, yo, the dark side can recruit a lot of people. Just imagine it's like one of those college recruiters. You have one guy's talking about the Jedi. He's like, yeah, the ways of the Force, a lightsaber. Then you go over to the dark side. What? Everybody gets a red lightsaber. We teach you how to shoot lightning. Plus, we got bitches.
Yeah.
Basically.
Sign me
It's
up.
just like,
Sign me up.
You look at the Jedi school like, do y'all have bitches? No, we do not. I see. So I get a red lightsaber,
Get a
but the
dope.
funny thing
Correction,
is,
you get a
like.
dope for red lightsaber. Still picking from them generic colors. Like, yeah, it might be all red, but that shit gonna have extra accessories.
No, look, yo. Outside of that red one, that dark saber is
True.
badass. It's a black lightsaber. I'm like, yo, that's awesome. Just
Man. That's where it be at.
But
All right,
yeah.
let's take a small ad break because we need another ad break. We need
Oh,
the moolah,
okay.
and we can close it up.
Do, 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 do. Oh God, my controller was just right in the fucking camera most of this time. But yeah, man, Star Wars, I love it. But I just want more stories in it and around it, and more people, more less what, not too many white protagonists, please.
Can we get some like
Can we get an Asian protagonist? Can we get like a Puerto Rican protagonist? Can we get a Nigerian protagonist? Like something.
Pedro, like I like Pedro Pascal. I like him. But let's keep it a bean. If he was being pulled over, they wouldn't assume he was a man of Latin. It's like, yeah. Because I ain't gonna lie, in Wonder Woman 84, it took me a second to realize that was him.
I haven't seen that one, but I heard I shouldn't waste my time anyway.
It's up to your own interpretation, but good luck to That's the best way I can. Oh, of course. Of course, as we're speaking, they just put out something called Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, the official realistic lightsaber teaser. Not sure what it is, or if it's a game. Whatever. But what would you if you could change one thing about the franchise that's already been around, what would you change?
I would have most definitely really built on Anakin's process.
Repeat that.
Be the reason that sorry, somebody calling me. Be the reason that he turned to the dark side, 'cause I definitely feel like it wasn't enough time in there for all of that.
Yeah, it felt rushed.
I would have loved to see him try to at least fight once, fight back. And even just seeing the like a much better dynamic of between him and Obi-Wan. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, there was a lot of story there that they could have built on that they did not.
So, do you think that if you maybe gave, did you see the animated series of the Clone Wars? If you have, if I would suggest it because it does give a little bit more into their relationship, and it also gives you a more aspect on Anakin and how he had his own Padawan, Ahsoka Tano. And to be and also big shout out to Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano. I think she actually did a great job. I actually literally remember writing when I first started for Mare Me Media that Rosario Dawson thought she could play Ahsoka Tano. I think it was what back in 2016, and I was like, yeah, if the opportunity ever comes, I hope she at least tries out for it. And lo and behold, here we are.
I want more Sif.
Of course.
Yes, I
Of
did.
course you do, buddy.
I'm
Of course you
tired
do.
of this stupid rule of two. I'm tired of seeing Palpatine. I want more Sif to operate
So,
more like
why is
what?
Palpatine even still alive at this
I
point?
don't fucking know, but I want it to operate like how the Yakuza do.
You know he remind me of,
There's
like,
a head Sif, master,
or is it
then
Prince
there's several
Charles?
other ones.
Whichever
All
one is
vying
it.
for power, but all like focusing their forces on the rest of the greater universe. Sick of this rule of two, and I'm sick of this old wrinkly man with fucking lightning powers. Like, how many times do we
Well,
have to put you down, old man?
maybe if they do, if they ever do any of the stories of the Knights of the Old Republic, and they explain why there's only two Sith at a time, because there
I
used to
know.
be an entire Sith order.
I know, but like, either start going, giving us some old stuff, or start making some new stuff. But I'm tired of the Palpatines and the Skywalkers.
Oh yeah, no, I'm personally. Oh, I am so fucking done with the Skywalker saga. I hope they never touch on that shit ever again.
Why? What the fuck did Luke do this
It
time?
started off.
Nothing.
It
It's
started.
just
No,
Luke.
it started off. It started off decent. It started off decent. It had its bumps. No one's perfect. But these last three movies made absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever.
So it didn't really add to the story at
It
all. It just
started off
made it
decent,
worse.
and the shit just getting long. I feel like Gum Goku waiting for the planet to blow up against Frieza. That's what I feel
Good
like.
Lord.
You said 5 minutes. It's been more than 5 minutes, motherfucker.
It's been five episodes.
That's what I said, like Homer's Odyssey.
Yeah, but the fight ended up being good in Homer's Odyssey, at least when it finally happened.
Well, I'm talking about from the book.
Oh, no, I
I'm not
mean,
talking about the animated series or anything that you might have seen visually. I'm talking about in the book. That shit was
yeah,
like
it's
exactly what you just
long-winded.
described. Yes.
It's long-winded.
I'm
But
sure they
back
didn't do
then, that's
a lot
because
then.
niggas was on boats for weeks on end. Oh,
That's fair. No, but no, not even that though. When he came home
yeah.
and he's supposed to fight, you know what I mean? He's supposed to be fighting and shit. And it's like, my nigga, like, you've been talking about this for a while now. Not to mention, you spent like 10 years with some other bitch. You left your whole family. You could have been left at any point in time, my guy. And you just been chilling for 10 years with Shorty. And you like 10 years later, you like, all right, I gotta go.
All right, before we sound off, can everybody say at least one thing they actually learned from Star Wars?
That you can't allow your emotions to control you. Because when you do, this Lord. There you go.
What about you, Engine? Don't say fuck them kids.
He was most definitely gonna.
No. I was going to add on to your point about the whole you can't give into your emotions or else you become a Sith Lord. I was going to also say that, you know, you can't give into your emotions. You won't be taken seriously. You've been snatched from a young age and been raised off some bullshit. Become gray or become black. And if need be, fuck them kids.
You know he couldn't resist.
One thing I learned, especially, and I just like it, the way this character's arc, kind of proved it time and time again. Sometimes you just have to take all that anger and just let go of it. And perfect example is Darth Maul. Darth Maul was cut in half and left for dead at the end of episode one. In the Clone Wars, come to find out, he was still alive and well and turned his body into half a machine. Then he went on to seek his revenge against Obi-Wan Kenobi for 30 years.
Wait, Darth Maul, you talking about the guy with the face from episode
one? Yes.
Like with the face paint and shit, nigga look like one of them from Insidious.
Yes.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Darth Maul went on to survive, got his brother, convinced him, yo, let's work together so we can take down this guy, then take down Obi-Wan Kenobi. In the process, he got his brother killed.
Oh shit.
Then while he was in the outreaches of space, he ran across the Star Wars Rebels crew,
right,
manipulated them to help him get to the planet Tatooine so he could finally meet up and kill Obi-Wan Kenobi. All at any point in this time, he could have just let go and went to go find his own life. Instead, he kept choosing revenge. When he finally met up with Obi-Wan Kenobi, their fight lasted 7 seconds, and Obi-Wan killed him smooth.
Like, oh, and then chopped him in half, right?
He didn't even chop him in half. He made sure he cut him right across his chest so he would die slowly. And he was just, like, yo, Darth Maul, you could have had a great life, but you kept choosing violence. Just let it go.
Sometimes seeking vengeance is never smart.
The hell?
What?
Oh,
snaps. All right. Well, I guess we got to close the show out. Hopefully he'll reappear. But shop Serpentine Fire, hashtag Serpentine Fire. SerpentineFire.company. Go ahead and download our app on the App Store. We are available on Google Play as well as the App Store. Download Serpentine Fire. Also, tune in to Real Talk with Queen Nick tonight at 9 p.m. I was
hoping to make sure you plug that.
Yeah, we are actually going to highlight some of my favorite creators. Black content creators, and this is actually going to be a two-parter show this week coming. Yay. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, fun stuff, cool stuff, and you guys get to see some dope Black creators who are putting out amazing content that maybe you should check out.
Awesome. Of course, I'm always around. I'm on Twitch, Solity Live 215. Of course, I'm also one of the main handlers for our Instagram and Facebook pages of Marimee Media. Be sure to grab our magazine at Marimee Wire. It's available digitally through Amazon and the Kindle app. Physical copies are will be available for our newest edition with Queenique on the front. Should be available in about a week. So make sure you look out for that. But you can buy the digital copy now.
Yep. The Mermaid Junkies podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't forget
the deal. Join the demon army and all that and whatnot. Oh, part four of Watch Me Get Folded is coming out tonight. The folding continues. So yeah, if you want to see my suffering translated via Cute Abby, then do that.
And of course, always and most importantly, we want to thank you guys for listening to us today. Without you guys listening, this wouldn't really be happening. So first and foremost, thank you. Jesus, America, freedom, Eagle.
I don't subscribe to that. I live in a glorious Republic of Rome.
Oh Lord.
Whatever.
May the force be with you always.
May the force be with you guys.